inside college football. This is the College Football Connection Podcast with Marty Jenkins and Alvin Reed on 101 ESPN.
Welcome in, college football fans. Marty Jenkins here alongside my man Alvin Reed, College Football Connection, October 26th. I'll tell you what, Alvin, we caught fire last weekend. Actually, you caught fire. You carried us. Bradford did better than me. But right now, folks, if you're rolling with us, we are 132, I mean 108 on this campaign. 24 games over 500. My man Alvin was hot last weekend. Ohio State and Penn State may have been the most boring game of the season.
That's
I turned that sucker off.
All right. So, as you know, my daughter got married last weekend, and I was listening between the drive up to Peachtree Farms in Eolia, Missouri. You know, we had been there on Friday for the rehearsal and for the wedding dinner. And so I'm driving back Saturday morning. We had to carry some stuff up there, so my wife and I were in separate cars. And my wife actually took my sister and niece and my mom in the bigger car, the Explorer. So I was listening to Ohio State and Penn State. Mm-hmm. And I heard a lot of the first half on the way up there. And I was like you, man. Like, man, it's a close game. But
snooze fest.
God, holy moly.
Yeah.
If Penn State had some offense, they'd be the best team in the country. I'd really believe that.
Yeah.
But they ain't got no offense. They don't have an imaginative offense. It's like they're not trying to fool anybody.
And if Ohio State scores 20 points at home and you can't beat them, you ain't going to beat them for a while.
And if
that's your chance.
And if Ohio State doesn't have Marvin Harrison Jr., they're ranked 15th in the country. That guy is the guy. But
yeah.
But that's other than that, it was like Penn State shut down their entire offense,
mm-hmm.
except for that one guy. They couldn't do anything with him.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they still only scored 20 points.
I know. It's crazy. And that's a good segue. That's actually a really good one because I'm very intrigued by, you know, we got some good games this weekend. Ohio State, 14.5-point favorites. They go to a tough place to play. Madison's always a tough place to play. Ohio State defense leads the nation in several categories. Secondary's tough. I don't see Wisconsin too much inconsistency this year from that team. This isn't your grandfather's Wisconsin team, I don't think. I mean, you know, they're really not a very good team. You know, they're a few games over 500, but they really just don't do it for me. There's too many weaknesses. I don't see them scoring a lot here. The over-under's only 45.5. And this has come down a couple points, and I always tend to go the opposite direction for that. I do think the Buckeyes cover this one. I think they win by 3 touchdowns. But I don't see Wisconsin scoring hardly any points in this entire contest, Alvin. So I'm going to go with the under as well.
Okay. The reason that I'm going with the over is it's just because it's just too few points. I mean, that's 22-22, man.
Ohio State may score that themselves.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to go with the over on that, but I might shock you a little bit. I think 14.5 is too many points. I think Ohio State at home, Penn State, 20 points, hard game, hard Big Ten game. Michigan is lurking in the future. Everybody knows it. I think Wisconsin plays them within 14.5. I'm going to go with Wisconsin. I'm going to take my 14.5, but I do believe it's going to be an over.
You like them riding with that momentum of the crowd, too,
yes,
huh?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. That's a wild place. Mm-hmm. If Wisconsin can get into the second half in a game, they'll keep it a game. My hedge bet, and it's, you know, with the over-under this low.
45.5.
Man, it's a hedge bet. Like you said, if Ohio State blows them out, we're going over 45.5. So I will, that's my hedge bet on the same bet.
I would like to, I've never been to Madison.
I've never been to Madison. I have never seen a game in Madison.
One of the greatest atmospheres in college football.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting. Oh, my man Bradford, we got his pick. Bradford is out for the evening. Let's pull up this text message. What's he got here? He's got the Buckeyes to cover and over 45.5.
Okay.
So
I'm
we're all three different on that game.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm lone wolf with Wisconsin covering. I think they can cover 14.5.
I'm really interested to see how that game starts out.
Yeah, a little bit of letdown by Ohio State, a little bit of frenzy by Wisconsin at the beginning of the game.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I think they can hang. I think they can hang within two touchdowns. Keep in mind, you could get beat 35-21 and still cover.
How about your team? Can they hang? Tell us the plans. Tell us the weekend plans.
All right, the weekend plan. Headed out tomorrow. All right. There's a golf tournament I'm not playing in. And one, it's going to be like 50 degrees tomorrow and overcast, a little misty. So I definitely don't want to be out on a golf course tomorrow. But I'll get there social on Friday night because Fox pregame is there. Game kickoff is 11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. K-Club tailgate begins at 9. I will be at the stadium at 8:30.
Somebody on Twitter asked me if you're going to bust out the Letterman jacket.
I'm not. I will probably not bust out the Letterman jacket tomorrow. They are doing the 25 and like 50 year letter winner, but I already got my pin, so mm-hmm. I probably will go out on the field on that one. So I will not probably have my letter jacket on this go round. But I'll be bundled up though. Tomorrow, yeah, this weekend will be the first time I pull out some longies, as they say.
The longies.
The longies is coming out because, yeah, it's going to be a little brisk, which I like.
What's the temp supposed to be at game time?
I think we're going to be game time in the low 50s. Now, the game
is
11
o'clock. Football weather, baby.
Yeah. Now, the game is at 11 o'clock, as I said, so we will be going into the afternoon. It isn't like it'll be getting dark and getting cooler.
Right.
So, as long as it's not pouring down rain, it should be okay, but I think the weather, KU, crowd, we can run the football. I think we cover.
Okay.
All right. I think we cover.
Now, this one has moved quite a bit, so I think what I texted you may be different, and I got to put this here now. This is at 9 points.
Okay, so down from 9, I guess.
9 points.
I'm gonna stay. I think that's 1 point is weather.
Okay.
Because it could be a little iffy. I don't know how hard the wind is supposed to be blowing, but we got, you know, one end is pretty much open at KU, and so that means, you know, you might be going two quarters right into the face of it. I'm still going to take KU. I think we can come within 9 of Oklahoma, not declaring that we win the football game. I also think it's going to be under. I think KU knows the formula, and that is to keep the football away from Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And if you keep the football away from Oklahoma and we score enough points, then we're coming under the 65. I mean, Oklahoma, KU, over under 65. Ohio State, Wisconsin, 45-5. That's a 20-point difference. You know, like, what? Tim Brown plays for Oklahoma or KU, where they are Luther Burden III. I mean, come on. Like, so I think we're coming under on that one.
So, listen, I'm really wondering what this spread would have been if, you know, and one of the biggest highlights of last weekend was UCF damn near went to Norman and won that game.
And they were one play away from winning that game. It about three times, they were one play away from winning that game. Because everyone, you know, they had the lead, and Oklahoma had like about a third and 14 or something like
third
that on
12,
their
I think, yeah.
Right. You know, like, if they don't get that, then Oklahoma kind of has to think about going for it,
yeah,
on their side of the 50-yard line,
yeah.
And do you punt?
Hey, it was looking dicey for the Sooners on a number of occasions
right.
in that game. Like, I'm thinking they're going to lose this game.
It was late enough, and this was all transpiring, you know, while I'm out, my daughter's getting married. But later, I watched all the highlights and pretty mm-hmm. extensive one, and it was like, no, I see how if UCF could have just made one more play, they would have had Oklahoma in a situation where maybe Oklahoma would have got the ball back, but they would have had to drive to score a touchdown
yeah.
to win the game. Not to take the lead, but to just even win the game.
Right. So my lock of the week, and I've done very good on my locks of the week thus far this season, unlike last year, but I would bang the under hard on this game.
Okay.
That's 65.5 points is a lot for a couple of teams who've been inconsistent on a number of occasions
yes.
this year. One of them, I don't know what kind of mood OU's going to be in. That, you know, they almost lost at home to UCF. I could see Kansas scoring a bunch of points in this game. I could see Kansas scoring 12. That's it.
Right. Now, UCF can run the football.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we can run the football.
Yeah.
That way, I'm saying that, look, no matter what Oklahoma does, they'll have to stiffen up. Oklahoma's playing better defense than they have in 3 years. But who has Oklahoma played? And Texas scored on Oklahoma, but they couldn't stop Oklahoma from scoring.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a barometer on that you could score some points against Oklahoma. But at the same time, Kansas, I don't think their philosophy is like, man, if we have to score 45 points, we'll score 45 points. We'll beat them 45-42. They're thinking like, man, we have to score 42 points. We're going to lose.
Uh-huh. I'm looking at what UCF did.
Yeah, right. I'm the same way. Now, was Oklahoma ready to play after their bye? No.
No.
No. But it was a home game, Marty.
Mm-hmm. Against UCF.
And this is a road game.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be rocking.
Right. And, you know, we whizzed that game away against Oklahoma State. I'm sorry.
Yeah, y'all should be top 20 team right now.
And we should be, right, we should have one loss being the top 25 at least.
Top 20, probably.
Probably so. Guess. Well, you win that game, you only got one loss, and you're right, especially heading into a game against undefeated Oklahoma, and you were going to be in your bye week. We probably would have been like 20.
And who was that one loss to?
That was to Texas.
Yeah, Texas.
And with 4 minutes left in the third quarter, we had the ball with a chance to take the lead.
Yeah.
They had 900 yards total offense. I'm not saying that we were going to win that game. I am not saying that. They ran all over us.
Yeah. But with all that being said,
with 4 minutes left in the third quarter, we did not convert on a fourth down at our own 45-yard line.
Yeah.
They scored, and the defense was done after that. It was like a 90-degree day.
Mm-hmm.
We just got worn out. So I like our chances against Oklahoma to cover. I like our chances against Oklahoma, period. That's one reason I'm kind of confident that we'll cover the 9, because—
You throw a little cash on the money line, too?
I'm leaving it alone, man.
Okay.
I'm leaving it alone. I'm leaving that one to that.
Bradford is taking the Jayhawks as well, and he's going under 65. We're all under.
Okay.
It started at 63.5. It's at 65.5, so all three of us are leaning the under in that contest. Let's go to the SEC. Number one, still sitting there, undefeated. Talk about tough places to play. Gainesville's at the top of that list. You know, it's tough to play there. This is not in Gainesville.
This is Jacksonville.
Jacksonville. So, well, they don't call it the world's biggest
cocktail party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the Gators, you know, he's got that offense rolling. Graham Mertz has been better than I thought he was going to be this year. He started off rough the first couple of weeks, but he's been solid. If the Dogs have a weakest link, it is getting to the quarterback. That is a weakness for that team. And I do like Florida's offensive line. I think he's going to have some time. But I will preface with this. I should have backed up. Georgia's going to score a lot of points in this game. I don't think Florida's defense is going to stop them. This has gone from 58.5 to 47.5. So I'm banging the over all day on this one. But in terms of this game, 14.5, I don't like the point spread on this game. I'm just sticking to the over under. Give me the over. I think 47.5 could be reached by halftime, but I just have a feeling, Alvin, this is going to be one of those games with 3-4 minutes left in the fourth quarter where the Gators are going to have the ball and a chance to win this game.
I'm with you 100%, and I am with you. We were asking about what am I heavy on? I'm heavy on the over on this game.
Mm-hmm.
And I've looked, and it's not supposed to be storming or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting the last of this weather where it's 80 degrees on the like East Coast. I don't know if it'll still be like that, but they're getting the last of that weather we had like, you know, last week.
Yeah.
Out that way. So I think, you know, it's supposed to be a nice day. I think they surpassed that 47.5 easy, and I think Florida covers 14.5. I think Florida has enough talent in a knockdown, drag out, neutral site game,
mm-hmm,
to stick with Georgia. And what has Georgia done?
I'm looking that up right now.
You know, like, I mean, okay, Georgia blew out Kentucky at home. All right, other than that, like, is Georgia that team?
Tennessee Martin, Ball State, South Carolina, who's dreadful.
Who's awful.
UAB.
Get serious.
Dreadful. Auburn. and Kentucky and Vanderbilt.
Right.
And some of these games, they're winning by single digits.
Wait, and Vandy was in their stuff.
It was 37-20, but it was a game.
Game past halftime.
Yeah, late in the third quarter, actually.
Yes.
You started checking that score on the bottom line. That was the situation. But you're right. And listen, after this week's game, which, listen, they're 14.5-point favorites, I would not be surprised if Florida won this game. But after this game, you host Mizzou, which, listen, you'll probably beat Mizzou by a lot, but it's not going to be an easy game. You host Ole Miss, they're number 12. Then you go to Knoxville. So we're going to see what Tennessee's about in the next 3 to 4 weeks.
Because you'll have to Georgia prevails. Now, we're not talking about the covering. Like I said, I think Florida's just covering 14. Florida's covering the 14.5.
Okay.
Georgia prevails. All right. Okay. Missouri goes down there, plays them tough. Georgia prevails.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got to go play at Tennessee.
Yeah.
And you're undefeated. I think your world comes crashing down, man. I really do.
I just see them losing a game.
Me too. That's what I'm saying. And along this stretch, I see them losing a game. Now, Missouri put the fear of God in them last year. And so that's why I think.
Should have won that game.
Right, exactly. Should have won that game. And I just kind of feel like Georgia, you know, they know that Missouri can beat them in a football game. So they'll get Missouri tweeting the hedges. And I think they'll take care of their business. But I think they're two trap games. Not trap, but just could lose games. And this is no disrespect to Missouri. Don't get me wrong.
No, because they've done a hell of a lot better than I thought they were
going to
do this
exactly.
year.
But I think this game, neutral site, Florida, and then the Tennessee game, I think one of those two is the one that takes Georgia out of the realms of the unbeatens.
I agree. It's just not – they're just not like the Georgia they've been. There's just – like I said, I see a loss – I'm trying to see their last game of the year is a rivalry game against Georgia Tech, but I'm just looking. Georgia Tech sucks. All right, so Bradford's pick on this. Hey, so let's double check real quick. You are taking the Gators to cover, right?
Yes, I'm taking Florida to cover, and I'm going with the over.
And I'm okay. And I am going with the over as well, but I'm staying away from the actual spread. And Mr. Bruns, at Game of Bruns on Twitter, and you are, just to let everybody know, Alvin, @A, at @R, EID Jayhawks at Alvin Reed Jayhawks.
There
right?
is it.
Okay. Bradford, let's check him here. He has got Georgia to cover, and that's it. He's staying away from the over under. So, very excited to see that one. I would say probably the game of the weekend, number 8 versus number 13. The Ducks go to Salt Lake City. I did a lot of reading on this game. Let's be honest. The winner of this game is in the Final Four hunt, and the loser is officially out of the Final Four hunt. Because both of these teams got resumes where number 13, Utah, they win this game. They jump right back into the top 10. Actually, the winner and loser of this game may just swap spots.
Yes.
13-8.
13-8. I could see that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I mean, that may be how that works out. So you win this game, you're in the hunt still for the Final Four. You lose it, you're probably donezo. I think Bo Nix and company are going to have a tough time in this contest. You take a look at Utah's defense. I think they've only given up, Alvin, 75 yards per game on the ground this season. Their rush defense is really good. I do think Oregon's still going to have some success in the air. You know, I could see this contest. The Ducks are favored by 6.5 at Salt Lake City, which that number scares me right there. But this has gone from 52.5 to 47.5. And I think the 47.5 could be hit by hit time or by halftime. I think this is going to be a good game. Give me over 47.5. And I think it's 2 minutes left in the fourth. I think the Ducks are going to backdoor cover and win this game by 7.
I think Utah is going to cover. I think it is going to be an over, too. Come on, man.
We're like in agreement on all 40, the over-unders this weekend.
Pretty much on the over-unders, we are in agreement. I think Utah is going to win the football game. Now, this is what you asked about my money line. This is where I would go on money line.
Mm-hmm.
I think Utah wins this game. I think, you know, Utah escaped against USC, but they won the football game. And I think Utah is as good as any Pac-12 team.
I agree.
And you're at home, and it's not one of those in the middle of the night games that starts, you know, 9 o'clock our time, 7 o'clock their time. They're in the middle of the afternoon, And I think they just want to – I think they'll take care of Oregon. I really do. I really do. And I don't think you can get swept up on what Oregon did to Colorado after what Colorado has shown here as of late.
Talking about Pac-12 teams showing things of late, how about USC?
Not that good on defense. Everybody knew it.
Yeah.
If USC could get some stops on defense, their offense might score 50 points a game.
You know, I looked up the other day, I was like, Oregon State's number 11 in the country?
Yeah.
They're a damn good team.
They only lost one
game. Pac-12's good.
Right. You know, you got one loss and all these other teams, all of a sudden they start stacking two losses.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Washington's still sitting there 7-0.
Still sitting there 7-0. I mean, they're your best bet for making the Final Four.
Well, you think they're a safer bet than Florida State making the Final Four?
Say it again. I'm sorry.
I think Florida State's a safer bet to make the Final Four because of the conference they're in.
Wait a minute. Now, aren't we both waiting for Florida State to just completely F up at some point?
I thought that could have been last weekend.
I think it'll be Miami, maybe. I think the game's in Miami this year.
Yeah,
I think it's in Tallahassee. And I'm like, you know, what Miami got to lose? Man, they go out there and beat them. I play in the Orange Bowl, two losses and all.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you're talking about a wasted season. Miami, just that one game.
The
game
was horrible.
Hey, you just kneel, man.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you even lose the next week, if you win all the rest of the games, you're
still in a damn good spot.
Good spot. You win all the rest of the games, win the ACC Conference Championship game. Man, you're a January 1 bowl if you're not in the friggin' playoff.
Yeah. Bradford is going with Oregon to cover in this one, and he is staying away from the over-under. So, our record is fantastic thus far on the season. Alvin, are you going to watch any of the World Series?
I was having this conversation with somebody, with several people. I like baseball. I am a baseball fan. I have the MLB extra innings, so I watch baseball, you know, throughout the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So I will watch. I will watch. I will not be riveted by it, you know. But I'll watch.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy for both franchises. I'm damn happy that Houston Astros didn't make it again.
Well, I don't mind the Astros.
Okay. Well, after what transpired a few years ago.
Well, that was a few years ago, man.
I mean, but some of those players are still part of it.
Yeah, well, so, I mean.
They cheated and they got caught. And those players are still on the team.
They cheated because some guy didn't get a free agent contract and he ratted them out. I mean, come on, man. That ain't no good. All right, wait a minute. While we're on this lane. What are you going to do with Jim Harbaugh in Michigan? Nothing? Everybody does it? That's what I'm hearing. Come on, man.
Everybody does it. Jesus. Hey, taking a look at next weekend, Missouri does play at Georgia.
Yeah.
Number 16. They're 7-1. I would have to think Georgia in that game is going to be favored by double digits. Would you agree with that?
It might come in at like 9. It might not be double digits. It might be 9. Because Missouri's coming off bye week, so they'll be healthy and they'll be ready to go. And
they're going to hit that over of 7.5 season wins.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So kudos to them. I mean, you at least think they will.
I think, you know where, I think Arkansas is going to have something for them in that last game of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I do. And so they lose to Georgia.
Tennessee comes to Columbia the next weekend.
And then do they have Florida too?
First off, do you think that Tennessee game could go either way? That's a coin flip.
That's a coin flip. Right.
I wonder who they play in week 12, November 13th and 19th. I feel like they have one more
guarantee. I think they have Florida in there too.
They host Florida. That's not a guarantee.
So they host Tennessee and Florida and then play at Arkansas?
Correct. That is correct, what you just said. Maybe they won't get over 7.5.
Man, I think they split. I don't know who wins which one, but I think they probably split with Tennessee and Florida, and then it comes down to Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you talk about a season going down the drain. They better keep some energy after that Georgia game. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
they'll be ready. They'll be back ready to fire Drinkwitz again. They get swept out at the end of the season.
No.
If they were to lose to Georgia, Tennessee, Florida.
There's no way if they go 0-4 to finish the season, there's talk of firing him.
No, I'm just saying, like, people won't be happy.
No, they won't be happy.
And that's all I'm
I'm trying to see on here when that Ohio State Michigan game is.
I think it's the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Okay, week 13 is November 20th through 26th. That's Michigan. Oh, there it is. Yeah, you're right. Okay. That's an 11 a.m. game. Of course, it always is.
It always is, like, right.
But that, oh, my God, I cannot wait for that one. And this is the first time that I can honestly say, and I don't know how long, that I think Michigan is not just a better team than them. I'm not going to say significantly better, but I really would be shocked if Ohio State beat Michigan.
It's funny that I thought Ohio State would get their vengeance last year in the horseshoe.
Yeah.
And Michigan beat their ass. And it was like after that game, I said to myself, you know what? I don't know really what's going to transpire next year. Mm-hmm. Both teams are going to be in the top 10.
Yeah.
I'll set the line right now at Michigan 5.5, and that was after that game was played last year.
Last year, yeah.
Michigan showed the world that right now we're better than Ohio State. Mm-hmm. This was 2 years ago was not a fluke, and you know after that game last year, I really came away saying, like, love him, hate him, Harbaugh and his boys went in there and made a statement.
Yeah, they did.
Because they beat y'all. I mean, that game wasn't close, Marty.
Yeah.
You had a bunch of dudes that wasn't five stars and whatnot, rushing for 100 yards. They're tearing that field up. And so, literally, after that game last year, I said, I don't know who's going to end up in the playoff. Who's going to win? I don't know. But I'll tell you what, Michigan made a statement that we're better than Ohio State right now. And I think they backed that up in that game. Now, we'll see who's injured. We'll see if Harbaugh's been fired. We'll, you know, we'll see if Harbaugh resigns to take the Chargers job. Who knows, right? You know,
Alvin, a week from Monday, college basketball starts. Kansas.
Exhibition against Illinois on Sunday, man.
Where's that at?
Champaign.
Okay. All right. Can't wait for that season to start, and hopefully we'll be having a podcast for y'all for college basketball season.
Yeah, man, we'll put it out there for you.
All right, Alvin, thanks for everything, my man.
Everything cool, man. Love it. Hey, man, I'm glad we're doing a good job for the peeps.
Yep. Appreciate y'all listening.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, let us know if you dig us.
For sure.
Yeah.
I'll text you during the games this weekend.
Yeah, let us know if you winning some money.
And the Bills are winning 10-0. In a must-win game tonight, the Bills are up 10-0.
Right. I picked the Bills on my sheet. You all out there in the world, you were all in these different pools and whatnot. Old boy here pretty much forgot. And I said, oh, I got to do my games. So we had a reception after I taped Donnybrook tonight. And I said, like, we had a reception after that. Dude, I'm driving here. I was parking my car. And I said, like, oh, crap. It doesn't matter about the rest of the games for the week. I can change those. I can, you know, but I had to have the Thursday night game.
Did you get it in time?
Yes, I went in. That's why I was sitting there at the establishment next door. Like, I walked in there, sat down. I need a beer, and I need right. So I got it in. I'm on Buffalo, obviously.
Right.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling Tampa in that one.
Well, I'm glad you got it in. That would have been a bad situation.
Definitely. And then as far as fantasy is concerned, I hope James Cook scored a touchdown in the first quarter.
Appreciate everybody listening. Alvin, thanks as always.
Thanks, Marty.
Talk to y'all next week. Take care.
You've been listening to the College Football Connection Podcast with Marty Jenkins and Alvin Reed on 101 ESPN Sports Talk for St. Louis.